Right now, there are more than 50,000 EVs registered in Washington state. That's roughly one for every 151 residents, according to the website Inside EV. As for their affordability, with rebates and incentives, a new electric car might become cheaper to buy soon. But Dr. Stephen Gann, a retired scientist and chair of the Tri-Cities chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby, says EVs are cheaper to drive.
If you charge your car at home and drive 50 miles a day, it's going to cost you about $1 a day for 50 miles of driving, 16,000 miles a year.
But is there enough electrical capacity to charge the growing number of EVs that are expected to hit the road over the next decade? Dr. Michael Kittner-Meyer thinks so. He's an electric systems engineer at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. He studies the impact of EVs on the grid.
As far as the grid impacts are concerned, we don't really see in the near term any challenges to accommodate the additional load that electric vehicles would demand.
The Pacific Northwest is in a better position than other areas to accommodate more EVs, since most of the electricity generated in the area comes from hydroelectric operators. That's according to Find Energy, a website that uses government data to show energy costs, both the financial and environmental. Kittner-Meyer says that the Energy Information Administration has done a forecast for energy needs through 2050. The plans are in place, and now funding and building will need to occur. I'm Dory Luzo-Gilmore.